You are listening to the greatest
Nerdcast, suckers.
When those flappy things on the side of your head
popping, cracking Nerdcast.
They're tuned into the Nerdcast, baby.
Nerdcast.
You now tuned into the Nerdcast.
You gotta love it.
You listen to the Nerdcast, son.
Yo, what up? That's right. You listen to the freshest podcast on the planet. That's right. The Nerdcast. Hit me up on nerdcast.podomatic.com. Also, Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and Facebook, as well as Instagram and that damn Snapchat. That's right. We're doing it to it right here on episode 95, day 12 of 30 days. That's right. And I'm with my buddy, my boy, Brian Holt. And right now, we're going to talk a little bit about some Wu-Tang. We're going to do a little bit about his top three Wu-Tang songs of all time. And that's right, he's no stranger either of the Nerdcast. He's been on two episodes, the 80s hip-hop with the Nerdcast, as well as the 90s hip-hop. He needs no introduction. Everybody know who Brian Holt is. What's up, man? What's crack?
What up? Just sitting here in the bistro at UT TV. UT San Diego. Thanks, Papa Doug.
I know, right? Big ups to Papa Doug Manchester. That's right. Providing us with a place to do our podcast on a lovely Wednesday evening. Happy hump day, everybody. It's 11:45. And again, me and Brian Holt going to do a little bit of some... we're going to talk Wu-Tang. I think that's what we're going to do today.
Yeah, Wu-Tang. Probably... I know we disagree a lot about West Coast and East Coast rap, but
yeah, we do disagree.
But we do agree that Wu-Tang's probably the best group to come out and rap.
Yeah, I would say that. And plus, being all members being from Staten Island, we can definitely say that Wu-Tang's probably Staten Island's finest, probably,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard that saying, there's only two certain things in life, death and taxes, and Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with.
That's right. All right, so we came up with the idea at the last minute to just do we're going to do Brian Holt's top three in this episode, and I'm definitely going to give you guys my opinion on what is considered top three. And, I mean, he went over his list, and I would agree some of the songs that he's going to pick are... by the way, it's not... When we say Wu-Tang, we also mean solo albums as well, right?
Solo,
so
we
don't have to be a necessary Wu-Tang album.
Yeah, I pick one Wu-Tang from one Wu-Tang album, and then another is a solo album, and then actually the other one is from a soundtrack.
Right, okay. Okay, cool. So before we get into Wu-Tang and talk a little bit about Wu-Tang, so tell the Nerdicans, because I know it's been about, what, 3 years
years since I've been on the show.
I know, right?
Thanks for inviting me back.
You want to know what we were supposed to do? We were supposed to do a podcast on East Coast versus West Coast. We'll talk briefly about that, because that's a whole different topic. But I was going to pick the best East Coast songs, and he was going to pick the best West Coast songs.
So basically, you know, it was going to be like NWA and The Game and stuff like that versus like Kid and Play.
Yeah, see? You see what I'm saying? That I get no credit for my knowledge of good music.
Possibly.
On the East Coast.
Crisscross, R.I.P. Chris.
All right, see, yeah, rest in peace, Chris. But all right, so let's go and get into Wu-Tang. We have established that Wu-Tang is by far one of the greatest rap groups as far as hip hop, on my opinion, is concerned. And we're gonna talk a little bit about them, and then Brian's gonna provide us with three of his top songs as far as Wu-Tang goes. So let's talk about obviously the existing members of Wu-Tang.
Well, just dude, look at all the members: RZA, GZA, Meth, Raekwon, Ghostface, Inspector Deck, U God, Master Killer, and of course, R.I.P. ODB.
Yeah, ODB, which we have holograms of him, so he'll make an appearance every once in a while at like Rock the Bells or something like that. So you know, we big ups to that, and again, rest in peace, ODB.
Let me just tell you a little funny story about old Dirty Bastard. I saw on TV one time before he died. He's like, I think he's on BET or something like that. And you know, he's on like what was that show? Like 106 in Park or Park 106.
Oh yeah, on MTV. Yeah,
with AJ
with that and
Free.
That one chick. Yeah.
And so you know, there's the audience and he's getting interviewed and it's like they're talking about something kind of serious or funny. I forget what it is. Anyways, so this girl stands up and she's like, gets on the mic and she's like, so I'd like to know what you're doing to give back and help the black community. And like, he just stares at her for a while, like probably like three solid seconds. And then all of a sudden, just not even smiling, not a damn thing.
Oh, that is hilarious. And that's something, and that's funny because that's something ODB would do. That's just hilarious. But yeah, so as you guys know, the Wu-Tang, they're basically a hip hop group from Staten Island doing their thing over there in New York. And, released their debut album came about in 93, 36 Chambers, which lives I think, one of my top three favorite songs. But we're not, this is not about me. This is obviously about Brian Holt's picks. So let's go and get to the first song, shall we? So what's your first pick? Mm-hmm. Is this in any order or is
probably no, it's order? Not in okay, any order. Okay. It's just three songs that we can start with 1996,
huh?
1996, GZA releases his first album,
Liquid Soul.
Okay. His first solo album, Liquid Swords.
All right, so why this song, though, out of all, like, it just stands out to you?
It just stands out, the intro, the lyrics, the beat. In the intro of the song, he sets it up with a little excerpt from this Kung Fu movie called Shogun Assassins.
Okay.
Kind of a cool movie. Basically, this guy, Shogun, has his kid in a stroller that's equipped with, like, throwing darts and knives and just roams around Japan killing people.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of crazy.
That's what's up.
But that's how the song starts out with, like, a little...
And you said this was 96, right?
96. Liquid Swords.
Okay, let's hit it up right here. We're going to play a song called Liquid Swords, found off RZA's second solo studio album, Liquid Swords. So let's hit it up right here, episode 95. We're doing it to it, episode 12 out of the 30, and we're doing it to it right here, talking about Brian Holt's top three Wu-Tang songs right here on episode 95, y'all. Yep.
When I was little, my father was famous. He was the greatest samurai in the empire, and he was the shogun's decapitator. He cut off the heads of 131 lords. It was a bad time for the empire. The shogun just stayed inside his castle, and he never came out. People said his brain was infected by devils. My father would come home, he'd forget about the killings. He wasn't scared of the shogun, but the shogun was scared of him. Maybe that was the problem. Then, one night, the shogun sent his ninja spies to our house. Supposed to kill my father, but they didn't. That was the night everything changed.
Sometimes you gotta fast and fast. See, niggas don't know where this shit started. Y'all know where it came from. But Sam, we're gonna take our back to the source. The knowledge. Yo.
When the MCs came, tell it about the names and to perform. Smoke cocaine to act insane. With the poor heat rocking on that one. With the mental plane, the sparkly brain. With the building to be on. Bill wins up with the tracks. With the what you got. Take a bit of the better. Fake niggas get blitzed. My fights, I swing swords and cut clowns. Shit is too swift to bite. You record and write it down. I flow like the blood on a murder scene. Like a syringe. On some wild out shit to insert a vein. But it was your walk the shop. Stolen art. Catch a swollen heart from not rolling smart. I put bad pressure on phony whack rhymes and get hurt. Sits played like Zodiac signs of sweatshirt. That's minimum. And feminine like sandals. My minimum table stacks the first on a gamble. Energy is felt once the cards are dealt. With the impact of roundhouse kicks from black belts that attack. The white bones like cyclones or typhoons. I represent from midnight to high noon. I don't waste ink. Nigga, I think I drop megaton bombs more fast than your blink. Cause rhymes thoughts travel at a tremendous speed. Through clouds of smoke of natural blends of weed. Only under one circumstance, if I'm blunted, turn that shit up. My clan in the front wanted. Now with the MCs came to live out the name. And to perform, something had to snort cocaine. To the act the same. For me dropping on that one. With the mental plane, just to spark the brain. With the building to be born. Yo, the rhythm of the track. With the what?
I'm on a mission that niggas say is impossible. But when I swing my swords, they all choppable. I be the body dropper, the heartbeat stopper. Child educator plus head irritator, cause niggas' styles are old like Mark 5 sneakers. Lyrics are weak like clock radio speakers. Don't even stop at my station and attack like you're playing bell with the rep like Amtrak. What the fuck for? Damn, my law, I make law. I be justice. I sentence that ass 2 to 4. Ram the clock, that state pen time, check it. But the pins, I'll be sticking with your can't state the crime. Came through with the wool, slid off from the DL. I'm low key like seashells, I rock these bells. Now come aboard, it's Medina bound into the chamber. And it's a whole different sound, it's a wide entrance. Small exit like a funnel, so deep it's picked up on radios and tunnels. Niggas are fascinated how the shit begin. Get vaccinated, my logo is branded in your skin. With the MC's cane, to live out the name, to your end, to perform some hat. To snort cocaine, to act the same. Before he rocked it on, now on with the mental planes. Spark the brain with the building to be born. And yo, RZA hit the track. The fuck is it, the floor in the ass?
All right. Again, that was a song called It was called Liquid Swords. I don't have my songs in this in the correct order.
Liquid Swords by GZA.
Yes, off the Liquid Swords album, his second solo album by GZA. And man, I totally forgot how amazing that beat was, dude. Totally forgot.
Yeah, dude, it's from the intro of, you know, the Shogun's Assassin clip from that. The kid talking to the first beat, then gets into the main beat.
Yeah, dude, that, I for, totally that forgot about it, dude. Yeah, yeah, GZA, man, Liquid Swords, doing it to it right here on episode 95. And up next, what we got going on, man? Second song.
Staying in 1996.
Okay.
Going with the song Winter Wars.
All right.
From the Don't Be a Menace to your to South Central.
Yeah, Don't Be a Menace. Yeah.
Hood soundtrack.
It's a, basically, it's a spoof of all the, like, yeah, the hood movies out
Marlon
there.
The Marlon Wayans.
Well, Marlon Wayans.
Actually, I think it's all
yeah,
the Wayans brothers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Vivica A. Fox.
Yeah, yeah. It's
too
pretty hilarious. I mean, it's mimicking, it's like a spoof on
Boys in the Hood,
Society, Higher Learning, South Central.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those like classics like that, man.
Poetic Justice.
Yeah. So why this song, though? Like, why Winter Wars?
Well, RZA actually produced the soundtrack to this, but this song is just, I always like this song just because the beat's sick. And it's like, it's Ghostface, Raekwon has a verse, Master Killer has a verse, U God has a verse, but the last verse is Capadonna's verse.
Capadonna, it's like, huh? It's like 2 minutes.
And I usually don't even like his verses.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, I didn't ever thought he was that good. I mean, he's okay.
Yeah.
But like, but this verse, when it came out, I was like, fuck, this shit is sick.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
just 3 minutes of nonstop like rap, and it's like,
it's pretty
crazy.
Epic.
It's like just crazy lyrics, dude. It's like, dude, just like put your bifocal on, watch me it cometh in your chamber, like ready, enter your dream.
Yeah,
discombobulate your technique and your scheme, just like shit like that.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty epic. So let's let everybody hear it, man. Winter Wars, it's off that soundtrack, Don't Be a Menace, while drinking your juice up in that hood. That's right. And it's got Ghostface and a whole bunch of other Wu-Tang Clan members. Again, you listening to the episode 95, and we're doing it here 30 episodes in 30 days. We're on day 12 with my boy Brian Holt, bringing us 3 of his favorite Wu-Tang songs. He's no stranger to the Narcast either. He's been on 2 of them already, and this makes his 3rd. 3's always a charm, right? So, all right, let's hear it right here. Winter Wars soundtrack, off the soundtrack, Don't Be a Menace, right here on episode 95. Yep.
Resurrector. Yes, this shit is raw, coming at your door. Start to scream out loud, Wu-Tang's back for more. Yes, the hour's 4, I told you before. Prepare for mic fights, and plus the Cold War.
This rhyme you digest through the RZA console. X, Y, slam, 9, diagram, pole. Raekwon dropped the bomb, hunchback, Notre Dame. Golden arms is bronze, Buddha palm, hit Quran. It blows extreme, mainstream, be the theme. Supreme team, America's cream team. Redeem, beat out Sassone. Chrome tones, hit the moans of Al Capone. Gun pow to the dome, it split the bone. Wig blown off the ledge by the alleged full-fledged sledge. RZA edge, one dose of my baroche. Handheld trigger cut, acapella spitting shell. Paralyzed, you get touched. And critical mic cords, hanging like umbilical cords. Those swords, 5-star general. Roar be the quote, rap style, sore throat. Through the fully operational handheld totem.
Yes, this shit is raw, coming at your door. You start to scream out loud, Wu-Tang's back for more.
100,000 times one, snatch up my sounds, get done. I hold a title, and here's how my belt was won. Check it, slick majestic. Broke mics and left infected. Germs start to spread to your crew. Do like an effort. You ask for it. Shut up.
out the jams like syringes. My technique alone blows doors straight off the hinges. Master Avenger, I appear to blow your ear like wind with a freestyle sharper than the Indian spear. So sit back and let the king explore. Describe me, the kid's nice and he holds swords in his name. Black attacks the nerve like migraines. With more gains than beggars on trains. Living sharp pains, poisonous rebel like deck. You can't destroy this. They get ambushed, skate, try to avoid this. Side effects of hot raps and hot tracks. A duffel bag full of guns undipped in black. My culture plies and attached like a vulture. Ghost face in Madison Square is on your poster.
Yes, this shit is real coming at your door. You start to scream out loud. Wu-Tang's back for more. Yes, the hour's four. I told you before. Prepare for mic fights and plus a cold war.
Be on the lookout for this mass murderous suspect that fills more body bags than apartments and projects. And as far as the coroners know, the autopsy show it was a Shaolin blow put on by my family, brought to the academy of the Wu and learned how to fuck up your anatomy steadily, calm and deadly. Splatterhead lyrics I link through your transmit. MC submit to the will as I kill your juvenile freestyle. Civilize the mental. Devils worship this like an icon. Bear hugging mites with the grips of a python.
Yes, this shit is raw coming at your door. Start to scream out loud. Wu-Tang's back for more.
You heard other rats before, but kept waiting for the son of song. I keep dance hall strong. Beats another worthy of my cause. I prolong extravaganza. Time sits still. No propaganda. Be wary of the skill. As I bring forth the music, make love to your eardrum. Dedicated to rap, nigga. Beware the fearsome. Lebanon, Don, Malcolm X, B-Threat. CD massacre. Murder to cassette. I blow the shop up. You ain't seen nothing yet. One man ran trying to get away from it. Put your bifocal on, watch me a coming into your chamber like Freddy into Dream. This kaboomerate your technique in your scheme. Four cause applause like a black dad did that. You stuck on stupid like I'm stuck on the map. Nowhere to go except next show, bro. Entertaining motherfuckers can't stop O.M. battling. You don't want me to start tattling all up on the stage cause y'all snakes keep rattling. Bitch, you ain't got nothing on the rich. Every other day my whole dress code switch. So distant case you wanna clock me like Sherry. All y'all crab bitches ain't got the worry. Can't get a nigga like Don Dom a dozen. Even if I'm smoked out, I can't be scoped out. I'm too ill. I represent Park Hill. See my face on a $20 bill. Cash it in and get $10 back. The fat LP with cappuccino on the wax. Pass it in your thing, put valve up to 12. Put all the other LPs back on the shelf and smoke a blunt and dial 917-1604-9311. And you could get long dick. Hip-hop affection. I damage any MC who step in my direction. I'm Staten Island best, son, fuck what you heard. Niggas still talking, that shit is absurd. My repertoire is USSR. PLO style got thrown out the car and ran over by the Method Man Jeep. Divine can't define my style, it's so deep like pussy. My low-cut face stay bushy like a porcupine. I part backs like a spine. Gut you like a blunt and reconstruct your design. I know you wanna diss me, but I could read your mind cause you weak in the knees like SW. WV, trying to get a title like Wu Killer B. Can't change your habit. You know I'm friends with the Abbot. Me and RZA Rod name printed in the tablet under vets. We paid out debts for mad years. Hibernated sound and now we out like bears. And born power, born physically, power speaking. The truth in the song be the pro-black teaching.
Dang, and it just stops, dude. Can you imagine him being in the studio and he's done? He just like throws the mic or something.
That's what's up, dude.
Now, who that was that again? That was Capadonna.
That's Capadonna.
Right?
Yeah, that last verse is just hotness. Like one of my favorite verses in rap of all time.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Again, that was Winter Wars, man. Found off that soundtrack. You got a bunch of the Wu-Tang Clan members spitting it right there on that track. And last but not least, man, we got one more song, a classic. Found off what? Is it Wu-Tang Forever?
Wu-Tang Forever, second group album from them, that's 97. Right. Wu-Tang Forever. I chose Triumph just because it was the first track to drop off that.
You know what? That's a radio hit too, though. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I think it was like one of the only
Cream from 36 Chambers, but that's not too. Not like Triumph though. Not like Triumph.
Triumph just blew up.
Yeah, I think Triumph is the first song that actually blew up for Wu-Tang as far as the group is concerned.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. So why this song though? Just stands out to you?
Just stands out because I just remember when I first heard it and. The beat, and just because, you know, it was all of them getting back together. You know, you had 36 Chambers, and then they all kind of, you know, Method Man had his album, and, you know, with his songs, and then Raekwon, you know, had Built for Cuban Links, and then, you know, GZA had Liquid Swords, and Ghostface had his solo album, and then they got back, and Old Dirty Bastard, of course, had his.
Yeah.
With like Brooklyn Zoo and
Brooklyn Zoo.
Shimmy Shimmy Yeah.
Yeah. Some and classics, man.
So all those, they all dropped their albums and they got back together again to you know, record the group album. And then,
yeah. Well, you know what we failed to mention? The whole reason why Wu-Tang Clan formed. I thought it wasn't it like a money issue. They all wanted to put out an album, and like they kind of wanted to, and I guess they didn't have the funds, so they all wanted to just put all their
pool their money together.
Yeah, pool their money together and do like a group thing. Yeah, so yeah, that's the whole basic idea. And we got what Rock the Bells is coming around soon, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So you could be able to catch them pretty soon.
I did see the lineup or preview for Rock the Bells on Night and Day on UTV.
Yeah, that's right. Damn right. Night and Day producer over here with the damn misspelling, but it's all good. It ain't my fault. The CG flew out. It wasn't my fault. I just didn't catch it, but it's all good, though. But, yes. But, yeah, all right. So, yeah, we're going to hit it up, man. Anything else you want to say, man?
Let's see. We're going to hit Triumph 97. The one actually funny thing about this song, I don't know if it's funny, but Old Dirty Bastard doesn't even rap on this song. He just kind of like...
That's right.
It's he just does his little beginning. He does his little intro, just talks in the beginning, you know. What does he say? He's all... What, just, y'all thought you weren't going to see me at the Osiris of this shit.
Yeah.
He actually doesn't even rap on it. First verse, I think, is Inspector Deck, which is actually pretty... What does he say? Something about I bomb atomically, Socrates philosophy.
Yeah,
goes into
it's
that.
A classic,
And then I think Methaman's on it, Capradonna's on it, You God, RZA, GZA, Master Killer, Ghostface, and Raekwon.
Yeah, on see, the it's song. All most of the members on this one, man.
Yeah, pretty much everybody was rapping except for Old Dirty Bastard for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know, it's weird. But all right, man, that basically wraps up episode 95, man. Doing it to it right here with Brian Holt, top three Wu-Tang songs. And then I'm just going to throw out mine, man. I'm going to go ahead and say Method Man, PLO style. That song, the beat's fire. His lyrics is fire. And it's just a bomb.com song. And then I also got Wu-Tang, Bells of War. That's that's a dope song. Is that Wu-Tang Forever or is that 36?
I think it's 36.
Yeah. Don't quote me on that. Don't quote us on that. But I want to say it's 36 Chambers. And of course, Tears. That's another one of my favorite. And both those songs should be off that 36 Chambers.
No,
and
then no Method ice Man. Cream for you?
Well, I mean, Raekwon and who was that? Raekwon and who else was in that song? I love that ice cream. That'll be probably like my number four. Oh, you're right, dude. This is... That mess up. That totally messes up my top three. But you wanna know what? Screw it. I'm gonna stick with my top three. I'm gonna throw in that Raekwon ice cream number four, and then moving on will probably be like that conditioner with Snoop Dogg that's found off the W, along with I Can't Go to Sleep with Isaac Hayes is also on the W, and then you got some other classics like Cream off the 36 Chambers. And then I actually like the Killer Bee joints too. That whole album is kind of fire too. But all right, man. Is there anything else you want to say? Any shout outs?
Just want to say thanks for having me on for my third episode.
Third episode.
Got to do number four. East Coast versus West Coast.
We got to do the East Coast West Coast, man. We'll set that up after the 30 episodes and 30 days, because that kind of segment is gonna be one of those segments where we gonna go on, and we ain't gonna be able to get all that in this little segment thing here that I'm trying to do. But all right, man, again, I really appreciate you being on the show, man. Again, Brian Holt, he's a producer here at UTTV doing his thing. And we've been good friends for a long time, and he's no stranger to the Narcast. And I look forward to having him again on another show. So we're wrapping up episode 95, doing day 12 of 30 days again. Follow me on narcast.podomatic.com, as well as iTunes, facebook.com/thenarcast. I need more than 304 likes. I want like 1,000 likes, so you guys start liking the Facebook joints, as well as following me on Twitter at the Narcast. And then if you're really bored, hit me up on Stitcher Radio or Snapchat or Vine and all those other random social media sites. But all right, man, that basically it, man. We're gonna hit it up. This is the last song right here, a song called Triumph, found off the Wu-Tang Forever. And that's it. We're out. See you when I see you.
Peace. What y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfuckers. This 97, I, my niggas and my niggerettes, let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Let's take it back to 79.
I bomb atomically, Socrates philosophies and hypotheses. ease. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred, showgun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet, shine blind forensics. I inspect view through the future. See millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, Queen Bees ease the guns in. Rumbling with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceeds the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints of solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the Ghost Rider. A six-pack and a streetcar named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire, holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped and they trying to twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the bloods? Clots? We smoke pot and blow spots. You wanna think twice? I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns are Navarone, tearing up your battle zone. Rip through your slums.
I twist darts from the heart. Try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock, certified chatterbox. Vocabulary Donna talking, tell your story walking. Take cover, kid, what? Run for your brother, kid, run for your team. And your six-camp rhyme groupies, so I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme, your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts, paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my thought, I got the fashion. Catalog for all y'all, all praise due to God.
The saga continues. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
Olympic torch flaming, we burn so sweet. The thrill of victory, the agony defeat. We crush slow, flaming deluxe slow. Four, judgment day cometh, conquer, it's war. Allow us to escape hell, globe spinning bomb. Pocket full of shells out the sky, golden arms. Tune spit the shitty Mortal Kombat sound. The fake ball step make the blood sting the ground. A jungle junkie, vigilante tantrum. A death kiss, catwalk, squeeze another anthem. Hold it for ransom, trigger lives with anesthesias. My orchestra, graceful, music ballerinas. My music Sicily, rich California smell. An axe kill adventure, paint a picture well. I sing a song from Sing Sing, sipping on Jing Sing. Righteous wax, chaperone, rotating ring kings.
March on the wooden soldiers, see cypher punks couldn't hold us. 1,000 men rushing in, not one nigga was sober. Perpendicular to the square, we stand gold like flare. Escape from your dragon's lair. In particular, my beats travel like a vortex. Through your spine, to the top of your cerebral cortex. Make you feel like you busting up from raw sex. Enter through your right ventricle, clog up your bloodstream. High terminal, like Grand Central Station. Program fat basslines on ovation. Getting drunk like a fuck, I'm ducking 5-year probation.
War of the masses, the outcome disastrous. Many of the victim families save the ashes. A million names on walls engraved in plaques. Those who went back receive penalties for the acts. Another heart is torn, as close ones born. Those who strayed, niggas get slayed on the song.
The track renders helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaks sounds that's heard. 93 million miles away from K1 to represent the nation. This is a gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The hot chief Jamel Ari takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from. This relentless attack of the track spares none.
Yo, 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 fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas laid back. Living like the gray and black room is on my man's rack. Codeine was forcing your drink. You had a navy green, Solomon the fiend. Bitches overheard you scream. You two-faced, it's coming to slump. I got your whole body numb. Blowing like Shalimar in 81 sound convincing. $1,000 cork pop convention. Hands like Sonny Liston. Give fly permission, hold the fuck up. I'll fasten your wig, bad luck. I'll humiliate, separate the English from the Dutch. It's me, Black Noble Drew Ali. Came of trees, we like the Genovese. Says so, season these degrees. It's Earth, 93 million miles from the first rough turbulence. The wave burst, split the megahertz.
Hey yo, that's amazing. Gun in your mouth, so verbal foul hole. Connect thoughts to make my man chow walk. Swift notarizer, blue tank, all up in the high riser. New York gang visor, word tranquilizer, just a dosage. Delegate my clan with explosives. Wow, my pen blow lines ferocious. Mediterranean, see y'all, the number one traffic. Tear down the beat, chancellor. Flex the white gold tarantula. Track truck diesel. Play the Uyghur. Substantial. Max mostly. Undivided. Then sliding. Sickening. Guaranteed. Made them jump like Rod Strickland.